Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. I'm Monty Larrick, along with David Smith, the Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute and Illinois Family Action. Dave, when I look at my resume and compare it with our guest, I come up way short. Kathy Barnett is a wife, mother, conference speaker. She's ex-military, sat on the board of a pregnancy care center, adjunct professor of corporate finance and economics. She's the founder and president of the Truth Exchange. You can see her on Fox News, and she engages in the issues of the day in a non-PC way. Miss Barnett is also a home education mom. And Dave, you had a big role in that.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah. How many years ago was that, Kathy? You and I sat down, and I talked to you a little bit about our role in homeschooling our children, and you said, well, I think that's something I want to do.
Well, you know, I mean, I was probably trying to be nice initially, but because, you know, like that whole thought of homeschooling, it just seemed so, you know, at the time, it just seemed so beyond me. Why would anyone homeschool, right? And then, but it's just by the grace of God. It is so amazing how he has that way of kind of superintending in situations and beginning to open the eyes of your understanding. And when I came to that point 4 years ago, it was very clear. And you were one of the first homeschooling families I had ever met. And I met your children. I was always so impressed with them and your relationship with them. And so God just used all of it.
Amen.
This is our fourth year. I love it. I'm so grateful to God. Now, trust, it is all consuming. And yet God has, you know, provided a way for me to still get out into the marketplace of ideas and engage people on various topics in a very meaningful way. I mean, it's just amazing of how what happens when you begin to just say, God, not my will, but your will be done.
Hey, that's it. And Kathy, I am so grateful that you are on Fox News Channel multiple times a week, and your voice is out there. It's a good, strong, conservative Christian voice. And on top of it, you happen to have to be black.
So
it's a strong black Christian voice out there, and it's so needed. It is so needed in our culture because you would probably tell our audience, our listening audience, that there are a lot of black Christians in America who think and feel the way you do.
I mean, I do, Dave, you know, I mean, however, you know, there's been 50 plus years of conditioning. So when I say I'm black, but I'm not a Democrat, it does not take away from the fact that most black people are Democrats. And there's a reason for that. And yet, you know, if you begin to grow and begin to experience and begin to look around and begin to just look at the failed liberal policies that the Democratic Party has to offer the black community, you know, again, it's just eyes wide open. And so I say to people routinely, yes, I'm black, but I am not a Democrat. Yes, I'm black, but I do not subscribe to those failed liberal democratic policies that are absolutely decimating the black community.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like what we just saw with Kanye West's visit to the White House. I mean, it really costs you something to be black and conservative and to decide to come out of the closet and to wear your conservative, Christian conservative principles. Because I believe a lot of the conservative principles are rooted in Judeo-Christian theology.
That's right.
And you know, but it costs you something. I lost almost all of my black friends during the 2016 election. I've been called every name in the book by family and those outside. It is not a pleasant thing until you realize, kind of like what Kanye West said, is that I refuse to be, I am not a victim. I refuse to adopt the mentality of being a victim. I refuse to purchase victimhood, which is what white liberals are constantly coming into the black community selling. I refuse to be a consumer of that kind of failed ideology.
The Kanye West effect. He's vulgar, a little out there, visits the White House with President Trump, and for some reason, he's resonating with a lot of people. Why is that?
You know, I mean, like, this is really what we come down to. Do I, have, as an American, have the right to autonomy? Do I have autonomy in my thinking? Can I choose the way I decide to live, to think, to believe? Or is it just white or black folks who have to subscribe to some kind of monolithic way of thinking? Listen, Kanye West is not my Messiah. Kanye West is not the black form of Jesus. He's not leading me into a mass exodus. However, I've been out here pounding the pavement for a couple of decades now.
You've been out in front, Kathy. So yeah, you were out there way before Kanye was.
David, I was out there in front when it wasn't so popular to come out and say these things, okay? But nonetheless, you know, he has a very large, we cannot diminish the platform. No, Kanye West does not speak the way I speak. But then again, I don't speak the way he speaks. And he is quite capable of expressing himself. And what I appreciated from the president is that he listened attentively to this young man, not a young black man, but a young man who was desperately trying to connect and communicate. He did not look at Kanye West and say, you need to whiten up your vocabulary. He accepted him right where he is. And I think we as Christians can take a lesson for accepting people right where they are, listening to them, allowing them to try to express themselves. He's not my Messiah. However, I cannot diminish his ability to be a male version of Harriet Tubman in leading a mass exodus off of the Democratic plantation.
Amen. Well, a couple things, Kathy, on that. You know, it's good to see that, you know, folks like Kanye West are rejecting groupthink, number one, and number two, are independently out there. And, you know, is he part of the trend or is he leading the trend that you helped establish, Kathy? Just recently, we had news that Trump is at 36% approval among African Americans. That's huge. If Donald Trump was to even get 20% of the black vote in the next election, look out. That's a landslide.
You know what? Let me tell you, the Democratic Party, the reason why you see them coming out in mass droves, I mean, just being so demented, being so provocative, calling this man the N-word and every other thing that they can come up with, it is because they are fearful. You know, I love reading history, and I especially love reading American Revolution history and Black history and how all of that came together, how God just used all of that. And one of the things that struck me many years ago is that not all overseers on a slave plantation were white. They also had Black overseers, and they were called drivers, and their job was to do the exact same thing as the white overseer, and that was to keep Black folks in line. And so that's what you see when you see the Don Lemons of the world and other Black athletes and other people coming out trying to destroy a man who I saw genuinely just wanted to communicate. But you're right, David. I mean, you know, the Democratic Party has taken advantage and for granted the supermajority Black vote. They usually enjoy 85 to 90% of the Black vote.
It is so cool to see that Kanye West is out there independently thinking, but it's because of you, Kathy Barnett, and people like you have laid this foundation and have been working out there. You're standing for truth. You're taking slings and arrows from not only friends and family, but also from the media, as you pointed out with CNN's Don Lemon out there attacking. I mean, it is unbelievable knee-jerk reaction on their part. And if anyone in the conservative media did that, they would be labeled as racist and intolerant and hateful. But, you know, Scripture tells us that we're going to be hated for standing with Jesus and his truth. And that's what you're doing. You're standing strong, leading the way. My question to you, and maybe we can come back after the break on this, but, you know, is how do we as Christian conservatives, black, white, yellow, brown, all that, build upon the success that we're seeing Donald Trump have reaching out to, you know, one of the other things over the summer, who was it? Real Clear Politics came out saying that Trump's approval rating with Hispanics is at 47%. How do we build on this and put this nonsense of left-wing politics to bed finally? So I'll let you think about that, Kathy, and we'll come back right after this.
Have you ever noticed how many churches sit empty throughout the week? Well, Freedom Project Academy wants to change that, and it's a simple concept. Partner with churches across the country to provide fully accredited, biblically-based online classes that allow every church that sits empty Monday through Friday to start their own school. Let's fill up our churches all week long. Visit Freedom Project Academy because together we can faithfully educate America.
Memo to Macron, the fruitful will inherit the earth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. At the recent Goalkeepers event hosted by Bill and Melinda Gates, French President Emmanuel Macron bemoaned the high fertility rate of poor women in Africa, saying they lacked education and contraception. Present me the woman who's decided, being perfectly educated, to have 7, 8, or 9 children, he said. While hundreds of highly educated moms with multiple children sent family photos on Twitter with the hashtag postcards for Macron. Doctors, lawyers, scientists, military officers, and more. In Africa, where Christianity is growing rapidly, big families are a sign of a culture that values life and faith. Contrast this to Western Europe, where nations have fallen below the replacement rate and are aging fast. It may be tough for Macron and other Western leaders to believe, but many people, especially in the global South, see children as gifts, not burdens. When Europeans lecture African women for having too many babies, it sounds a lot like imperialism, this time of values and attitudes. I'm John Stone Street.
This is Illinois Family Spotlight. Our guest is Kathy Barnett. She's a political commentator who you can see frequently on Fox News.
You know, David, I'm so glad that you asked that question. It's so poignant because, you know, it's very interesting. As a Black conservative, and I go to a lot of different rallies, you know, and if you're looking through the optics of the liberal media, they say, you know, the Republican Party is just filled with old white men. And then I go to various political conferences, and all you see are a bunch of old white men kind of leading everything. And it, you know, and the president is doing such a fabulous job. And I'm so glad that you asked that question of how, what can we do? What can the Christian community do specifically? And one, we need to recognize that the Democratic Party is scared. They are running in fear. No matter how much they try to beat their chest and do otherwise, they are fearful. When the Black community, when you have, either you take the Rasmussen poll of 36% of Blacks supporting President Trump, that's 1 in 3. They're very fearful of that. But even if you take the lesser number, which just came out recently, of a 20%, that's 1 in 5. That's still very scary. And it's up from the very minuscule single digit that Republicans typically garner from the Black community in times past. So with President Trump, we see this uptick. And the reason why we see this, and because of that, Democrats are fearful because 70% of the electoral vote are white people. Yet Democrats have lost their mind and they're going all out on demonizing white people, whether you're talking about white privilege or this war on white men. So they're alienating the largest share of the votes in this country. And so now they are reliant upon, you know, the minority vote. They have to maintain that super majority block of Black people voting at 90%.
And as they are alienating white males, they're all also alienating their moms, their wives, and their sisters.
Right? Because I'm a mama bear. I have a Black son, but if I had a white son, I'd feel the same way. You know, even with what we saw with Kavanaugh, they're trying to diminish and undo the Sixth Amendment that gives all the rights to the accused, the accuser. I mean, I have to now sit back and say, you know what, they may be doing it to this one white man, but I have a Black son, and we want that presumption of innocence. We, if anyone should understand the dangers of doing away with the presumption of innocence. It should be Black people. Or, you know, I mean, for one, the nation should remember McCarthyism, where just a whisper of an allegation could destroy your whole life. But even That's Black right. people, I grew up in the very deep South. I remember the stories of, you know, of that super class of people called white people back then under the Jim Crow law. And I remember the stories of Emmett Till, a young Black boy who was brutally murdered because a white woman said he tried to talk to her. I remember the 9 Scottsboro boys, young Black boys, ages 13 to 20, 5 of whom received the death penalty because 2 white women falsely accused them of raping them. So if anything, we need to look back at our history and say, listen, we know the dangers of what happens when we create a superior group of people, whether based on color or sex organs. We should know not to go down that route.
Excellent. What a great point. You know, Kathy, as the father of 5 boys who happen to be white, you know, it scares the daylights out of me. But, you know, we're talking about this, but it's not just this issue that they've lost their mind. It's all over the place, including like immigration. I mean, they're coming out in support of abolishing ICE. Now, why is that an issue of concern for Christian conservatives and a woman of color?
Listen, it's because they're fearful. If they are blocking out 70%, I mean, truly, David, they have lost their mind. They are so... I mean, like they cannot see. I don't know if it's a spiritual blindness or what, but they cannot see what it is that they're doing. So because they are alienating 70% of the voting population, which are white people, now they have to come up with a new strategy. Their new strategy is embracing lawlessness, whether it is abolishing ICE, whether it is fanning the flames of racism, whether it is peddling to this extreme ideology of socialism, banning ICE, sanctuary cities, encouraging this mob-like mentality, dismantling our constitution. These are the things they are embracing because they have to, because they're peddling to another group of people since they're alienating 70%. But to your earlier question that you asked me, David, of what can the church do? Listen, Black jobs matter. So we need to continue, as the president is continuing, to focus on Black jobs and speaking that very clearly.
Amen.
Regardless of what you may think about how President Trump speaks, how is your bank account doing? How is your wallet doing? Because those things determine what zip code I'm going to live in and what kind of food I'm going to put on my kids' table. If I'm going to have to rob Peter to pay Paul just to pay my light bill. We need to also, David, start speaking out emphatically and boldly about abortion. For every 1,000 Black babies that are born, 477 are murdered in their mother's womb. That's a 32% kill rate in the Black community. The next one after 32% in the Black community is 5% in the white community. And we need to tie a very strong link between the eugenics inspired ideology of the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, to what Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg, also making that connection of getting rid of the undesirables and the decimation of the Black community. Abortion.
And so, Kathy, explain that real quick for a second to people who may not be familiar with that word, eugenics, and who was Margaret Sanger, and why is that important, especially to Black and brown babies who are being slaughtered disproportionately?
32%. Let me tell you something. Again, growing up in the Deep South, I'm kind of familiar. I wasn't around when they were lynching people, but I'm kind of familiar with the stories and the back rows to all of those things. Let me tell you something. Lynching has nothing on Planned Parenthood. Ain't nobody being lynched at a 32% kill rate every single year. However, Black babies, they're the 32% kill rate. We are annihilating whole generations of Black people. And the only thing, and you know, I did not agree with much, if anything, Obama had to say or any of his policies, but one of the most disheartening things was to see a Black president embrace Planned Parenthood. The founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, made no You can go from recordings to recordings to readings, from articles and to books. And she was not shy about one of the many benefits of Planned Parenthood or abortion was to rid us of the unfit, to rid us of the undesirable. In fact, I have a quote here I was just looking at not too long ago.
And undesirables are anybody who have a skin pigment that's kind of dark.
Or if you're disabled or handicapped, if you're suffering from mental challenges, it kind of reminds me of Nazi Germany. But one of the things that even Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, and she said this in a 2009 interview, she was quite blunt. She said, and I quote, "Frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of." And again, you go back from articles to articles of listening to and getting the understanding of Margaret Sanger's thought on all of this. She was unapologetic about in support of eugenics. Using birth control to discourage the reproduction of those she decided were unfit. And as a Christian community, if anyone should be pounding the table on this, it should be us. And we should do it unapologetically. Don't talk to me about Black Lives Matter if you're not willing to have a conversation with me about the 32% kill rate of the most vulnerable people in our society. Black churches are just at fault. I used to try to go around and have conversations with Black pastors, and they didn't want to hear anything about it. They never allowed me to stand before their congregation and talk about it.
Kathy, can you imagine the outcry against President Trump if he would say what Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg and Margaret Sanger had to say about Blacks and Hispanics?
A lynching of every white male. A bloodbath. You see them scratching like demented demons on the Supreme Court because Kavanaugh was confirmed based on no evidence whatsoever that he did any of these things. I mean, one minute he's an exemplary person. He's considered the judge of judges. The next minute, Democrats are trying to convince us he was perfect, except for those 2 years he went around town gang raping and drugging women. It's just so oblivious. So can you imagine if President Trump was standing up saying there's certain people in our country who are unfit and we don't want to see those populations grow in our country, that we need to get rid of them? And yet this is what, abortion is the sacred cow of the Democratic Party. Even with this recent movie that came out, I got a chance to see
Gosnell,
a private screening of Gosnell. Last week it comes out and there was only two reviews. No one will touch the sacred cow of the Republican Party. Therefore, Christians need to just really, really investigate who it is that they believe. Whose report are you going to believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord and stand for truth?
Well, those were some amazing comments by our friend Kathy Barnett, who joined us via internet for this interview. Unfortunately, the comments get cut off. We had some technical difficulties, but rest assured, we're going to have Kathy Barnett, our friend from Illinois, who now is in Pennsylvania, join us again for a future podcast. She is an amazing pro-life, pro-family, pro-homeschooling activist who is also a frequent guest on Fox and Friends. So stay tuned for more of our conversations with Kathy Barnett.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you, Kathy. A reminder, please support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. All donations are tax-deductible. If you'd like to give, click Contribute on the IFI homepage, illinoisfamily.org, or just give us a call at 708-781-9328, 708-781-9328, or click contribute at illinoisfamily.org. And tell a friend about Illinois Family Spotlight. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.